Good afternoon. A storm system pushing through the Great Lakes and into southern Canada continues to produce precipitation, mainly in the form of rain across interior New York and New England. More in the way of sleet, freezing rain, and wet snow fell early this morning before temperatures started to climb through the 30s. The warm front associated with the storm system is now pushing north through the region and will make its way into southern Canada. On this track, warmer air will flow into the region on the heels of an increasing southerly breeze. So most of the region will continue to see rain. If there's any frozen precipitation left, it will transition to rain showers as we get deeper into the afternoon, and temperatures push up into the 40s, in some places even into the lower 50s by later on today. That storm will track north and east and through the region, and precipitation will wind down as scattered rain showers through the evening hours, and skies will partially clear out overnight tonight. Behind this system, temperatures will drop back into the upper 20s and lower 30s on average by tomorrow morning. After a brief break tomorrow morning, even some sunshine to start the day, clouds will come right back in as another wave of low pressure will head our way from the southeast. Temperatures out ahead of this system will surge into the lower to mid-40s on Saturday afternoon, and the precipitation will break out late in the day and in the evening, mainly in the form of rain. Right now, it looks like cold air generated by falling precipitation after dark on Saturday night, combined with a cool pool of air in the mid to lower levels of the atmosphere, will transition any rainfall to wet snow across the highest terrain. It is still unclear as to how much cold air will be generated by this system, but the best chance of accumulating wet snow overnight Saturday night and into Sunday morning will be across the highest elevations. If enough cold air is generated, some wet snowflakes could fall even into the valley floors by Sunday morning. We'll continue to track this system into and through the upcoming weekend, but there is the chance of a significant snowfall for parts of the higher terrain. During the day on Sunday, the slow-moving system will track to the north and east and south of Long Island. Colder air will continue to funnel in. Still, though, temperatures will be in the upper 30s and lower 40s for highs on Sunday, and with the system still close by, rain and snow showers will still be common. We'll increase the wind out of the northwest behind this system late in the day on Sunday and Sunday night. Still a few random leftover rain and snow showers on Monday. But with increasing sunshine, highs will reach the middle and upper 40s. Then with plenty of sun, giving way to a few clouds on Tuesday, highs will push up into the lower 50s. It looks like a temporary break on Wednesday and Thursday with a mix of sun and clouds through the middle of the week and highs in the upper 40s to lower 50s both days. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from central and eastern Texas and southeastern Oklahoma eastward to western Alabama and the western Florida Panhandle. Strong instability and the presence of 30 to 50 knots of effective deep shear will likely support large hail and damaging winds. Merging cool pools could foster local upscale growth into convective clusters, enhancing the potential for damaging winds. A few tornadoes and possibly very large hail will be possible from southwestern Arkansas and western Louisiana to parts of east and central Texas. Relatively weak low-level flow, though, may inhibit the overall tornado potential. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 94 degrees at Dryden, Texas, to a low of 16 below zero at Saranac Lake, New York. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, showers with highs in the upper 50s, Boston, increasing showers with highs in the mid-50s, and in Buffalo, cloudy and windy with showers and highs in the upper 40s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 50 degrees, the average low, 30. The record high, 85, set in 1945, and the record low, 3 above, in 1923. Sunrise this morning was at 6:45 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:17 p.m., 12 hours and 32 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with rain showers, perhaps still some pockets of sleet and freezing rain in areas, with highs in the lower 40s. Showers this evening, then some clearing overnight tonight with lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with additional rain showers for the rest of the day and highs in the lower 50s. Showers this evening, then some clearing overnight tonight with lows in the mid-30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with areas of showers, perhaps some sleet and a bit of freezing rain still in pockets, with temperatures climbing into the middle 40s. Showers this evening, then some clearing overnight tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with showers this afternoon, high temperatures near 50. Showers this evening, then some clearing overnight tonight with lows in the lower to mid-30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Cloudy with additional rain showers through the afternoon, temperatures in the upper 40s to around 50. More showers this evening, then some clearing overnight tonight with lows in the lower to mid-30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine giving way to clouds, rain moving back in by late afternoon or early evening, high temperatures in the lower to mid-40s. Rain overnight Saturday night into Sunday morning, transitioning to wet snow overnight in the higher terrain with several inches accumulation possible along the highest elevations. On Sunday, rain and wet snow in the morning, and then rain and snow showers in the afternoon, breezy in the lower 40s. A few leftover rain and snow showers on Monday morning, then increasing sunshine in the middle to upper 40s. Sunshine giving way to clouds on Tuesday in the lower 50s. On Wednesday, partly sunny in the upper 40s and lower 50s again on Thursday with a good amount of sunshine. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.